Let's begin. So we left today's daf is daf hey. We left off on Dalet Amud Beis, the two dots. Haya gavoh. Thank you for coffee. Haya gavoh ame esrim ama ubalimato. So we'll say, if you remember again, so the Mishnah said that if the korah, at least according to the Chachamim, if the korah in the mavoi is more than 20 amos high, you have to diminish the height. So the Gemara says, how much do you have to lower the korah by? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How much do you have to lower it? What do you have to lower it as much as you need to lower it? It's a Jewish answer, right? Do you have to lower it? Don't you? So what is it saying? What are you asking that question? 22 amos. You have to lower it by 2 amos. If it's 25 amos, 5 amos. So what's the shaila? So the Gemara says, no. El rochvo bikamo. So what's the Gemara asks a very interesting question. The Gemara says, no, what we're asking about is rochvo literally means the width. What it means over here is the depth. The idea is, Rabbi Osai, that we're assuming, what we're asking actually, is it just the area directly underneath the korah that needs to be lessened, or does the lessening of the area need to extend into the mavui as well? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, "Rachbo shalmiut laharchivo lesoch orech hamavui kamo." How much do you actually have to change the ground of the mavui going into the depth of the mavui? So the Gemara says, "Rav Yosef amar tefach." Rav Yosef said a tefach. So we'll say again. So tefach just simply means that let's keep a simple case. So let's say for argument's sake, you're going ahead and you are, I don't have a picture of this one on here. So let's say you have a korah that's 22 amos. So the case, the idea that Gemara is working with over here is that you're not actually lowering the korah. For the simple reason we'll see, because normally the korah was placed on top of the walls of the mavoi. So there's not much you can do with that. What you can do is you could build up a platform. You could build up a platform, and that diminishes the airspace in the entranceway. So assuming that we're talking about building up a platform, the question is, how large does the platform have to be? So Rav Yosef says, a tefach, one tefach, that's all, one tefach in width. Abaye says, four tefachim. So the Gemara says, lema bahakim mifliki. Perhaps we would say that defined by the argument about the following thing. The man to amar tefach, the one who says a tefach, i.e. Rav Yosef, would say that you are permitted to use the area underneath the korah itself. Now look at the last Rashi. Man da amar tepach kasar mutul hishtamish tach hasakorah. Da amar chudo hachitzon yored v'sose. Kedemashma lekamon. Vehilchach kevan dishir esrim amma mishum heker hu hariyesh heker la omid al oso tepach. Shenagva tach hasakorah. So we'll say, listen to this. So, according to this approach, the Gemara wants to suggest, and we'll see this is going to be my focus later on, are you permitted to go ahead and use the area underneath the korah itself? So the Gemara says, perhaps according to Rav Yosef, you are permitted to go ahead and use the area underneath the korah. Rashi says, because the way, according to Rav Yosef, the way the korah works is, it's the outer edge of the korah, i.e. the outer edge that really is right next to Sarabim, that's Yored V'Sosim, that we appear as if it extends down and closes off the Mavui. Therefore, you are permitted to go ahead and use the area underneath the korah. Therefore, as long as you have a platform that has at least a tefach, when a person goes ahead and reaches that platform, because they're going to take a step up, there'll be a heker, there'll be a recognition that there's a korah, which means this is a mavoi different than Rosh Sarabim, and a person won't come to carry in Rosh Sarabim. Top of hay. Umando amar arba, the one who holds four tefachim, chasavar asr lehishtamish tachas korah, would hold that you are not permitted to use the area underneath the korah. So what does this mean? Look at Rashi. Dechuda ha'pnimi yorid b'sofsim, because according to this approach, it's not the outer edge of the korah that is viewed as extending downwards and closing off the mavui. Rather, again, it's the inner edge of the korah that's viewed as extending down and shutting off the mavui. The chuda pnimi yori v'sosim, berochav ha-korah ha-vichutz l'stima. And therefore, the actual width of the korah itself is considered to be outside of the closure. U'lemishtamshim b'mavui ein lohem heker b'korah shahari b'namuchim. Hilchach tzarech she'yimashech l'soch ha-mavui.
So, according to this logic, the Gemara suggests that halacha l'maisa,
according to Manu, it says Arba. We consider the Korah, you can't use the area under the Korah, because we consider it to be the inner edge of the Korah, to be the part that extends downward and closes off the Korah. Therefore, halacha l'maaseh, you need a significant area in order that people will have a hekar, a recognition of the Korah. What's the minimum significant area in halacha? An area for tefachim. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the machlokas. Everyone agrees that you are permitted to go ahead and use the area underneath the korah. So what's that? This is just in a very, that happens to be halacha l'maisa, which means that if you're in a mavoi, you are permitted to go ahead and carry all the way until mamish the edge of the mavoi, right the border with the Rosh Hashanah. You can even use the area underneath the korah itself. So what are they arguing about? Ubahakam efligi mar savar korah mishum heker. Umar Savar Korah Mishum Mechitza. You know what you're arguing about the website? The fundamental nature of Korah. What does a Korah accomplish? So one opinion says that a Korah doesn't accomplish anything. You know what a Korah is? Korah is a reminder. It's a reminder. The Korah is just there to remind you that the area that you're in right now is different than the area right outside of it. This is a Mavui, and therefore carrying is permitted. And right outside over here is Rosh Hashanah, carrying is not permitted. The other man, Damer, says that Korah is Mishum Mechitza. No, it's not true. It actually goes back to yesterday's sugya of one of the halachos, the Moshe Misinai, of good osik and good osik. That what? That Korah is Mishum Mechitza. And what we say is we view the outer edge of the Korah as if it extends downward and literally forms a wall. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Lo duchuli amma mutra b'hakam efe gimar savar Korah. Shetiknu chachamim l'mavim mishum heker ba'amahu. So the Mando Amru holds that all you need to do is build up a tefach of area. We'll say the whole point of the Korah is because of a reminder, is a heker. And therefore, again, all you need is a tefach of space built up underneath the Korah in order to make sure the Korah is within 20, and that's fine. Whereas the other Mando Amru, look at the next Rashi, Mando Amru Arba, the Arba, Kasavar Korah, Hamateres b'mavoi taima mishum mechitza. The other man, who says that you have to build up an area for tefachim, will say that the whole reason that Korah works is because it's a mechitza, it's a partition. Da amirin chuda hachitzon yored v'sosim va'amur rabbanan de b'tvei me'eshrim lo amirin yored v'sosim v'chevan de lo havi miyot dalit havi mechitza ha'asuy lefachos midalit. The Kaimon, so we'll say the rest of it. So according to the Mandarmu, who holds that halacha l'maisa, the Korah works alts mechitza, that it actually produces a partition. So a partition is only significant if it demarcates a significant area. What is the smallest measurement for a significant area in halacha? Dalit tefachim. So the Gemara wants to suggest that the machlokes between Rav Yosef and Abaye, in terms of, just remember, we're dealing with one specific case of where the Korah is too tall, and now we know you have to go ahead and diminish the airspace. You're not lowering the Korah, you're building up the ground. So the Shaila is, how much of the ground do you have to build up? Rav Yosef saying one tapach, Abaye saying four tefachim. The Gemara now suggesting is maybe the fundamental machlokes is in the mechanics of Korah. According to Rav Yosef, Korah is just a reminder, just a heker. Therefore, all you need to do is essentially build up the area underneath the Korah, and the reminder will work. When people need to take a step up in order to go ahead and either exit or enter the Mavoi, they'll know that this Mavoi is different than Rosh Saradin. Abaye will say, no, the Korah represents a Mechitza, or creates a Mechitza. The outer edge of the Korah actually is extending downwards and shutting off the Mechitza, shutting off the Mavoi. If that's the case, a Mechitza only works if it demarcates a significant area in Halacha, and the minimum share for a significant area is Dal Tvachim, V'Bayis Eimba. Another possibility is, the Chuli Al Mishum Heker. No, everybody agrees that Korah is not a mechitza, but rather Korah is a heker. Korah is a reminder. Is a reminder. V'hacha, beheker shal mata, u'beheker shal malo kamiflegi. And here what you're arguing about, Rav Osai, is, does the, we'll call it the earthly reminder, have to resemble the upper reminder? What does that mean? D'mar sover, aminon heker shal mata, keheker shal malo. One opinion will say that the reminder below is just like the reminder above. Rabbi will say, what does that mean practically? We'll see that the minimum shear or width of a korah is a tefach. So just like, again, the minimum width of a, at least according to some, we'll see it in machlokes, the minimum width of a korah above is a tefach. So too, again, when constructing the reminder below, it mirrors the same dimensions, therefore all it has to be is a tefach. Umar savar, lo aminon heker shalmata ke heker shalmala. And the other thing, he says, no, they're actually governed by two different sets of halachos. Vivaisema, other possibility is, dichuli alma aminon heker shalmata ke heker shalmala. Well, the other possibility is, no, everyone agrees that in theory, the lower reminder should be the same as the upper reminder. And therefore, just as the minimum width of a korah is one tefach, so too if you need to extend the ground, raise the ground, all you need is a tefach of space. So what are they arguing about? V'hacha b'gzer shem yivchos kanifligi. What they're arguing about, Rav Yerbosa, is a very interesting machlokis, which is, maybe, look at Rashi, shem yivchos literally means, will the lower heker be lessened? Al yidei drisas raglayim yifchas hamiyud. Because you're going to have pedestrian traffic. Yifchas hamiyud. The space that's there, that's built up in order to lessen the airspace, will be diminished. The yamod apachos mitevach hilchach bo ilon tvei. So we'll say in his last version, everybody's agreeing that the whole point of Korah is because of Heker, is because of a reminder. Everyone also agrees that in theory, the amount of ground you have to build up, the Heker Shalmata, should just be like the Heker Shalmala. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing in a much simpler concept. Do we have to be worried that over time the Heker Shalmata will erode? So Rabbi Yosef says no, we don't worry about it. The reason why Rabbi Yosef would say no is not that it will erode. What we're not concerned about is, since it belongs to the Rabbin, Rabbi Yosef will say people are conscious of it. The Rabbin are conscious of it. And Abaye says, no, we're concerned about that. Therefore, what do? We go ahead and we want to build out a larger area. Therefore, even if part of it erodes, you'll still have what's left over. I said, where does he get four tefachim? So because four tefachim is a good halachic default, because four tefachim represents a significant area. So in this last iteration, really all they're arguing about is the erosion issue. I will say, a number of very important things come out from this. Number one, that halacha l'maisa, you are permitted to go ahead and use the area under the korah. And number two, which is very important for us, although we will debate this ferociously later on, is that the essence of korah is because of heker. That what that beam at the entranceway of the mavui does is it serves as a reminder and does not necessarily operate as a mechitza.
So according to Yosef, even if the korah is, let's say, 22 high, the one tefach, even though it doesn't close the space to be less than 20.
No. One tefach is width. The height we don't talk about, because the height depends on how tall the korah is.
So if you've got the korah is 22 high,
you have to build it 2 amos high,
and then you just have steps leading up.
However you would structure it, but you'd have to go ahead and build it high enough that it diminishes the airspace to 20 or less. When we talk about an amo, or tefach or four tefachim, this is width.
The other mandam, I guess, when the four tefachim, that's width.
Everything's width here. That's how the Gemara starts. When the Gemara says, how much do you, if the korah is higher than 20, how much do you have to diminish it? The Gemara says, what does that mean? You have to diminish it as much as you need to bring it into 20. Therefore, the Gemara says, no, we're not asking about height. We're asking about width of the ground addition over here.
How can you use it with one tefach? Unless I'm misunderstanding the word width. I mean, how does a person use it at all?
This is just, imagine you're just building a platform. That's all. It's just building a platform underneath the korah in order to diminish the airspace between the top of the korah and the new ground. You're just elevating the ground.
But what's this one tefach? Width. What's width mean?
Width means into the, I should say it differently, yeah, into the depth.
Really depth. Depth.
The depth of the mavui. Into the Gemara calls it the rochav. Well, because the truth is, it's into the width of the depth. That's the better word, depth. All right, haya, good. Haya pachos me'asar tefachim. If let's say the korah was less than 10 tefachim. So we'll say now this is the reverse case. So first we're dealing with the case of height of a korah that's too high. Now the Gemara says, what happens if the korah is too low? Hoya pochos me'asar tefachim. If the korah was less than 10 tefachim, then remember, we'll say that's already too low. That's already does not satisfy the minimum dimensions of a mavoi. So what do? V'chakak bo la'ashlim ala asara. And now you want to dig out. So you're supposed to say again, in the previous case here, that this is on your page. This is picture number one. You can't really see it because it's lacking the color, but you see you have a korah that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and you're digging out of the ground over there in order to create a height underneath the korah. So kamach, okay, how much do you have to dig out? So the Gemara says, again, what are you talking about? Kama de tzarech lei. How do you how much you have to dig out? You have to dig out as much as you have to in order to create the height between the top of the korah and the ground level. So the Gemara says, ela mashcho bekama. So okay, how much is the depth? Meaning how much, and you can see this better in this picture over here, how deep do you have to go into the mavui itself? How much does this excavation have to extend into the mavui? Rav Yosef Amar Bedalit, Abai Amar Ba'arba Amos. So we'll say Rav Yosef says four tefachim, and Abaye says Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says like this. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rav Yosef, the boi la el tefach. So remember, we'll say this is the same Rav Yosef who, in the case of where the korah was more than 20, only required one tefach of depth, but here he's going to require four. So Rashi points out over here, hacha boi arba. The Rav Yosef, the boi la el tefach, hacha boi arba, arba. The hasam the isay ledofen ulame ute kaasi beheker ba'amasagi hacha hashtohu demashvi ledofen bein le Rav Yosef bein le Abaye ba'inan de lischazi haydofen l'shir heksha orech mavui shalim. So we'll say this is different. In the previous case, you had an appropriate mavui, right? You had an appropriate wall, we'll call it. It's just the difference is it did not conform to certain halachic height regulations. Here, when you have a korah that's less than 10 tefachim tall, that's not even called a dofen, that's not even called a wall. Therefore, by definition, in order to make it into a wall, the dimensions change. So Rav Yosef will say that you're chayiv to go ahead and build it out for tefachim, meaning extend the excavation into the depth of the mavui for tefachim, and Abaye says you extend the excavation into the depth of the mavui for amos. So the Gemara says, Lema b'Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi kamiflagi. Say that perhaps they are arguing about in the machlokas of Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. The itmar mavui shenifras mitzido klape rosho. If you have a mavui whose wall was breached towards its entrances, so we'll say if you're looking on the handouts, this is picture number 17, where again you have a mavui there that has a pirtza, right? That has a breach in the wall. So the Gemara says itmar bless you itmar mishmeid Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. So they said in the name of Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. As long as there is a pas dalid, you see that in that picture 17, as long as there is a wall remnant that is four tefachim or more, that will keep the mavui, that will allow the mavui to remain considered closed, as long as the pirtza, as long as the breach is less than 10 amos. V'im lav, and if not, meaning again, if you don't have that pass, if you don't have that little wall remnant that's four tefachim right by the entranceway, v'imlav pachos mishlosha matir, then if you have a breach that's less than three tefachim, it'll be okay, because once that goes back to what we said before, that's lavud, right? Shlosha in a matir, but three or more will not be permitted. So the Gemara says, the Rav Yosef islay the Rabbi Ami. So Rav Yosef, so we'll say, the point the Gemara is pointing out over here is that according to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, This little wall of four creates a certain amount of mavui continuity, right? Because according to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, as long as you have this wall remnant of four tefachim, even if you have a breach behind it of 10 amos, that wall keeps the mavui together. So the Gemara now suggests that maybe Rav Yosef holds of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, and that's why again halacha lemaisa he says that the minimum dimensions for the excavation into the depth of the mavui of four tefachim. La Abaye, let's say Rabbi Ami, for as Abaye who holds it has to be four amos, doesn't hold the Rabbi Ami. Amar lecha Abaye, Abaye says, no. Hasam, sof mavoi, hacha, tchilas mavoi. So Abaye says, it's apples and oranges. Namely what? In this case over here, it's what he calls sof mavoi. Look at Rashi. It's actually, if you look, you have to go down in the wide lines of Rashi, right in the middle of the wide lines. Sof mavoi, ki gon hod Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, Shekvar haya mavoi, v'ira bo psul. Hachanami dilema hadar the shavi mavoi sagi bidalitvachi. Sabai says that's not fair. I would also agree with Rabbi Amin and Rabbi Yassi. You know why this case works, Rabbi Osai? Because there are two different sets of halachos. For an area that was already established as a mavoi and then had some kind of reach, versus an area that has not yet been, that has never been considered a mavoi. So when an area has been considered a mavoi and then it's breached, that's when this pass, that's when this wall remnant, the four tefachim, is significant enough to hold the mavoi together. But if the area was never considered to be a mavoi yet, like in this case that we're discussing, where the korah itself is below 10 tefachim, then Abaye says in order to make it into a mavoi, you need to create a significant area of dalet amos. So the excavation we need to extend into the depth of the mavoi, dalet amos. So again, hacha tchilas mavoi. Here in our case, here we're dealing with the initial creation of a mavoi. I'ika arba amos in. If you have 4 amos of excavation, remember you're digging out the ground in order to create height between the ground and the top of the korah. If it extends into the mavoi, into the depth of the mavoi, 4 amos, good. Ilo, lo. Amra bai, sabai siminami lo. Where do I know this from? Where do I know this from? Disanya. So Abai quotes a braisa. In mavoi nitar belechi vekorah, ad shiyehu batim. So a mavoi, really what the Gemara is saying over here is the following, that an area is not considered to be a mavoi, which is what it means when it says that an area cannot be permitted for carry with a lechi until there are homes and chatzeros opening up into it. So if you turn the page, so you can see over here, well, actually, not yet. So look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi says, batim v'chatzeros, batim psuchen l'chatzeros, v'chatzeros l'mavoi. In order for an area to be considered a mavoi, that can be permitted for carrying through a korah, it has to have a minimum of 2 homes opening into a chatzer, and a minimum of 2 chatzeros opening into a mavoi. That's the basic definition of a mavoi. Okay. V'i bidalit, and if you're going to tell me that the minimum dimensions of a mavoi are just simply 4 tefachim, hechi mishkachaslei, how can you have a situation of 2 chatzeros, each containing 2 homes, both opening into a mavoi? I mean, the area space is too small. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema de pasach le bedofen ha'imsoi. Aye, so maybe you'll say that they open up into a mavoi through a middle wall. So we'll say, take a look at picture 20. So you can see a picture 20, that's Dofen Emtsoi. So you see that maybe you can have a mavoi that is only a small shear, because look what you could essentially see, we'll say, whereas this is not the classic mavoi, right? The classic mavoi that we've always been thinking about until now was what? Was more like an alleyway that ran in between chatzeros. But if you want to try to figure out how you can have a mavoi that's only 4 tefachim, you could do it like this, where you have a middle wall that abuts both of the chatzeros, and both the chatzeros open right into the small mavoi over here. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman Natinon, Ezehu mavoi shenitar belecha dekorah, kol she'arko yesa arachpo." I'll tell you why that won't work, says the Gemara, because Rav Nachman said that what's the definition of a mavoi that can be permitted for carrying to a lechi in a korah? Any mavoi whose length is longer than its width. Ubatim v'chatzeros psuchim l'socho. For Rav Yosef will say, the pasach le b'keren zovis. Now I'll say you can have the situation of where the chatzeros open up into the mavoi on 2 sides. Take a look, that's picture 21. Picture 21. So we'll say you could see over here, again, I apologize. If you could see it in color, it would be much better, because it's a little sharper. But you could see over here that there are essentially, the chatzeros are opening into the mavoi on 2 sides over here, when it says Keren Zovis. So that middle wall is much smaller, and you could see over here you have a width of 4 tefachim by both the entranceways. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Mina Aminala, from where do I know this? Lechi habolit midof no shel mavoi. So we'll listen to this case, because we're going to spend a little bit of time on this. So lechi habolit midof no shel mavoi. If you have a lechi that extends outside of the wall of the mavoi, pachos me'arba amos nidon mishum lechi. So we'll say, this is talking about over here, you can see, take a look at 22. Take a look at picture 22. So you can see over here, this is Lechi Habolit. So Lechi Abolev, on the picture 22, on the left-hand side, the Gemara now gives an interesting case of Lechi Abolev means that thing on the left side, which looks like a wall, is really supposed to be a lechi, right? It's really supposed to be your, remember, up until now, we've only spoken about a korah, which is the beam that goes across. A lechi is a beam that sits on the side. Both same idea, Mishum Heker, as a reminder. So now let's say you have what's called a lechi abolit. So lechi abolit means that it extends all the way out. So the Gemara says the following, lechi abolit midot no shal mavoi, pochos me arba amos nidon mishum lechi. If the wall extension is less than 4 amos, then it's considered to be a lechi, ve'enot tzarech lechi achar lahatiro, and does not require another lechi in order to permit carrying in the mavoi. Dalet amos, however, again, if it's more than dalet amos, nidon mishum mavoi. Then halacha lemaisa, if the extension is more than dalet amos, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, it has the status of an actual wall, and therefore b'tzarech lechi achar lahatiro would require another lechi in order to permit carrying within the mavoi.
Because it's not considered a lechi itself.
Correct. Once it's more than dalet amos, it's a wall. It's not a lechi. For Rav Yosef, la'afuki mitor, so we'll say again. So this, I'll understand why this is happening over here. So this is Rav Huna, excuse me, this is Abaye. So Abaye, who himself is trying to say, where do I get my shear of Dalet Amos? Right? Where do I get my shear? Remember, I was like, let's go back to our original machlokes. We're now focusing on case number two. We've taken care of case number one, of how much you have to build up the area if your lechi, if your korah is more than 20 amos. Now case number two is, how much do you have to excavate? How much into the depth of the mavo do you have to excavate if your korah is below 10? Right below 10 tefachim. So now again, machlokes between Abaye and Rav Yosef. In this case you have Abaye saying, four tefachim, Rav Yosef saying four tefachim, and Abaye saying four amos, each trying to prove their respective shittos. Abaye says over here, based on this gemara over here, that you see that four amos is the minimum shear for literally a significant area in a mavoi. V'haraya, because once the wall extension becomes dalet amos or more, it's no longer a lechi, rather what is it? It's a part of the mavoi. Therefore, you see from here that four amos is the smallest shear for significant area in a mavoi. Therefore, when trying to excavate underneath the area of the core that's too low, you have to extend back four amos. Fine. So the Gemara says the following. Dalet amos, nidon mishum mavoi. But again, if the extension is more than dalet amos, then it's considered to be, when it says nidon mishum mavoi, it means that it's part of the mavoi. It's a wall. V'tzarech lechi achar latiro. Rav Yosef says the following. It's not a good rayo. La'afuke mitoras lechi adi ika arba amos. So the Rav Yosef says to go ahead and exclude it from being a lechi. So it's considered to be a lechi until it's within four amos. Once it reaches four amos, it's no longer considered a lechi. Lemihavi mavui, but to be considered the smallest shear for a mavui, afilu ba'arba tefachim nami havi mavui. Even just the small shear of four tefachim is also considered to be a mavui. So I will say, again, this becomes the fundamental. So we have Machlokes, Abaye, and Rav Yosef in both cases. In case number one, which was the lechi, that the korah that was too high, we pasken like Rav Yosef, and all you need to do is build up a platform of one tefach depth into the mavoi itself. In case number two, where the korah is too low, so we ultimately pasken like Abaye, who holds that you need to excavate an area of four amos into the depth of the mavoi itself. Okay. Generally, you can't raise the korah because the korah is sitting on top of the walls. You can. We'll say you can. The Gemara is not necessarily advocating what the easiest thing to do. The Gemara is just trying to understand what dimensions would be necessary. Correct.
Theoretically, in the temple situation, people would step into the pit in order to go under the korah.
100%. The same. That's the only way to get into the mavoi. I guess you could. You could jump the korah, right? But again, you're right. The same way that you'd be walking on top of the platform if the korah is too high, you'd be walking into the excavation in order to get in as well. Says the Gemara, Gufa, Amar Rabbi Chama, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Lechi avod midot no shalom. So now the Gemara is going to go back and examine that case. The case of the Sinabo says this is really still continuation of picture number 22. So you have again that lechi, what begins as a lechi, that extends from the wall. Lechi avod midot no shalmavui, pachos on the base. Pachos me arba amos nido mishum lechi. So if the wall extension is less than dalet amos, then again it has the status of a lechi. And you do not need another lechi in order to be carrying in the mavui. However, dalet amos, if that extension is more than dalet amos, then what? Nidon mishum mavui. Then that's no longer a lechi. What is that called? It's called the wall. And therefore, v'tzorech lechi acher lahatiro. Then you will need another lechi in order to permit it. So also that's what you can see over here in picture number 22. When that wall extends past Dalet Amos, you will need a lechi over there. You see the lechi on the what we're looking at is on the right side to permit carrying. So the Gemara says, also lechi heichan ma'amido. Where do you put lechi number 2? I demukile bahadei asufehu dekamosif. See if you're going to put it against the wall extension. That's not going to accomplish all that much rival, say, because that just looks like you're extending the wall. And the whole chop of lechi and korah is heker. It's something recognizable that's going to draw your attention to it. If you just put it flush against the wall, the wall extension, then it's going to look like an extension of the wall extension. Amra papa, demukila le'edach gisa. So Rav Papa says, you're right, you can go ahead and you can put it on the opposite side. Which is really what they're showing you in picture number 22, where you would put the lechi on the opposite side of the wall, and therefore it serves as a heker. Rav Huber, Rav Yoshua Amar, afilu tema demuki la bahadei. No, you could even put the lechi against the wall extension, but simpler, dematfi bei o demivtzer bei. Look at footnote. Look at 23 and 24. See here, the Gemara says, you put the lechi next to the wall extension, but what do? You either make the lechi taller, which is in picture number 23, or you can't really see it in 24, but in 24 the lechi is smaller, shorter than the wall. So you could go and you could put it right next to the wall, but as long as the lechi is not the same height, either taller or shorter than the wall, then that serves as a heker. Amr afuna b'rei Rav Yoshua. Lo amran, ela b'mavui shmona. Ava b'mavui shiva, Niter be'omed meruba alapar. So we'll say, let's analyze this. Look at Rashi. Be'mavui shmona, Rashi says, Sherachav shmona amos. Sherachav shmona amos. V'chol shekein im yoser. So it says the Gemara like this. So Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua says that all of these halachos were only said in a mavui that shmona. And what does that mean? Where the entranceway of the mavui is 8 amos. However, avah b'mavui shiva, if let's say the entranceway of the mavui were to be this is the width of the entranceway, right? The width of the entranceway. If the width of the entranceway was seven amos, then what? Then you don't need anything. Why? Niter ba'omed meruba ala parots. Now, both sides, there is a concept that when you have an area and the area has more closure than exposure. Right, it's more closure than opening, that the entire area is considered to be closed off. So the Gemara says, when are we having, or Rav Nachman is saying, Rav Huna is saying, when are we having this discussion about adding on a korah to the wall extension that's more than dalet amos? Lech. That's only talking about
adding on a lechi
or a korah, that's the truth. Adding on a heker to the entranceway, that's only if what? That's only if the entranceway is 8 amos or more. That's really what, 8 amos or more. Because then what you have is you have a significant, because then again, the wall itself is 4, and there's at least 4 of open space or more. Then you still need something in order to go ahead and remedy the opening. However, if the opening itself is 7 amos or less, then by definition, once you have a wall extension that's 4 amos, then what do you have? You have the majority of that opening is already closed off. And the Gemara says we have a principle of omed meruba ala parutz, that if the literally means if the standing part is greater than the open part, then the entire area is considered as if it's closed off. So if you have an opening of a mavoi that's 7 amos wide, and 4 of it is already closed, Rav Huna is suggesting that what? That the rest of it is considered to be like it's closed off totally, and therefore what? You wouldn't even need a lechi or a koh, you wouldn't need any kind of recognition, because again, the area is considered to be sealed. The kavachomer mechatzer. The Gemara learns that from a kavachomer from chatzer. What's the kavachomer? Uma chatzer she'eino niteres belechi v'kora. When it comes to a chatzer, we'll say, now again, we'll see, interestingly enough, we haven't spoken about this yet, but a chatzer, you have to do certain things with the chatzer also in order to allow you to carry in it, because after all, After all, even though a chatzer, technically speaking, is not a rosh sarav in any way, shape, or form, but it's an area that belongs to more than one person. Anytime you have an area that belongs to more than one person, you're going to have to do something with it. So when it comes to a chatzer, that is not nitr balechi bekorah. So remember, a chatzer itself, really what comes down to a chatzer has to be enclosed. That's what it comes down to. If it's enclosed, then you can carry within it. So, but if, for example, a lechi or a korah will not do anything by a chatzer. Yet, niteres ba'omi meruba ala parots. But yet, if you have a chatzer b'osai that's enclosed, and let's say on one of the sides, there's a breach, but the closed part of the wall is more than the open part of the wall, then what? It's considered as if that is closed off, and that works for a chatzer. Mavui, shenitar b'lechi v'korah, then when it comes to a mavui where you can carry just by result of a lechi and a korah, which would seem to be a kula by mavui, so the lechi korah ain't of din shenitar ba'omin ruba laparutz, all the more so you should be able to carry as long as the closed part is greater than the exposed part. So the Gemara says, one second, that kabachomer may not work. Why? Because maluchatzer shekein pirtsasa be'eser. But yet, again, when it comes to a chatzer, that if you have a pirtza, if you have an opening of eser of 10 amos, right, that would invalidate the mechitza, toma, the wall. Tomar b'mavui shepirtzaso ba'arba. When it comes to a mavui, even a pirtza, even an opening of 4 tfachim, could go ahead and cause a problem. We will see, this is a major machlokas later on. About how, because we've already seen contradictory statements about this, how large of a breach invalidates the wall of a mavui, that we'll get to. Kasava Rav Huna bereid Rav Yoshua mavui nami pirtzaso ba'asara. So Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yoshua, apparently holds that when it comes to a mavui, so the only invalidating pirtza, the only invalidating breach in the wall of a mavui would also be 10 amos, just like a chatzar. So the Gemara says leman ka'aminon the Rav Huna. So who are we discussing this in accordance with? With Rav Huna. V'ha Rav Huna pirtsaso bidalid svirale. Right, but Rav Huna himself holds that a pirtz was dalid. Look at Rashi, Rabosai. Leman kamrin on the Rav Huna. Hai kavachomer alibid deman kamra. Rabosai, why did we make this whole kavachomer between chotzer and mavoi? This was according to Kamrali Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua, alibid Rav Huna, rabbe, tamidei derav. The ha shmeitin the lechi abolit Rav Huna amra umilsa the Rav Huna kamefar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. So we'll say this is all said in accordance with Rav Huna. So the Gemara says if that's the case, v'ha Rav Huna pirtzaso b'dalet sfirale. But Rav Huna is on record as saying that what, that the pirtza for a mavoi is in fact dalet tfachim, which again Rav Osai would erode our ability to make a good kavachomer, because then it would show that mavoi is not like a chacha. Thank you. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Yoshua, Taima de Nafshe Kamar. Rav Huna b'Rav Rav Yoshua is espousing his own reasoning. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Taima b'Mavui Shmona, Nami Lo Tzarech Lechi. So Rav Ashi wants to suggest that even if the Mavui, remember, up until now, what we've been assuming is that the only time that you wouldn't need a Lechi is if the entranceway of the Mavui was 7 amos or less, because then if you have a wall extension, that's 4, it means that the majority of the area is closed off, and therefore Omei Beruba ala Parot, and therefore it's considered as if it's closed off. So now, Rav Ashi wants to suggest that even if the opening was 8 amos, you also shouldn't need a Lechi. Why not? Manavshach. I Omeid Nafish Niter Ba'omeid Meruba ala Parot. If the closed-off area is more than the open area, then it's only meruba ala parutz, and if it's as if it's closed, the e parutz nafish, and if the open area is greater than the closed area, nidon mishum lechi, then halacha l'maisa lechi should be okay. So the Gemara says, my amrit, so which case is problematic? The shavu tarvayu ki adadi. Maybe you'll say like this. So we'll say the truth is, where the proportions are clear, the halacha is clear. Right? If there's more closed up area than open area, then what? Do you need a lechi? No. Right? Why? Only meruba la parutz. Because whenever you have a closed up area that's greater than the open area, so the area is considered to be closed off. Therefore, once it's considered to be closed off, obviously the whole area is sealed. You don't need a lechi. If it's clear that the open area is greater than the closed off area, then what? Then it's clear that you do need a lechi. So where does the suffik case come up? Let's say where? The Shavi Hadadi Hadadi. They're the same, right? Let's say for argument's sake, you have now a wall That's four amos. An entranceway, that's eight amos in total, which means there's four closed, four open. So what do you do in that case? Well, again, that's going to get into the whole machlokes as to whether or not you can go ahead and learn out the kavachomer from chotzer, to which, who's speaking over here, to which Rav Ashi says it's not a shayla. Why? Sofek divrehen. Because essentially Rav Ossai, if you have a case of four and four, four closed, white wall extension is four, four open, it's a sofek. It's a sofek what to do. The sofek divrehen lahakel. And whenever you have doubt in rabbinic law, which of course Rav Ossai, this all is rabbinic law, therefore you'd be able to be makel and leave the area without a korah. All right, so we'll stop over here for today.